You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
The most common question I've been asked over the past couple of months is, Dr. Dave, where did you go? Did you leave us? What are you doing? How come you're not podcasting anymore? The last episode, somebody asked you a question whether you would ever eat meat, and you answered the question. That was one of the questions, and then you left us. What's going on? Where have you been? Well, I'm Dr. Dave, and I'm glad to say that I didn't really go anywhere. I'm here right now, broadcasting from Manhattan over at Flatiron Plaza, just a cool place to relax. I'm here for a couple days, two or three days, and I'm just... If you've been following me for some time, you know how much I love Manhattan, and I've been doing a lot of walking, and I'm eating. And the reason I have not been podcasting, the reason I have not put a new episode out in the past... 2 to 3 months, maybe, something like that, is just because, you know, I am trying to minimalize. I'm trying to just kind of get rid of distractions and get rid of, like, too many superfluous things in my life. And not that the podcast is a distraction. It's certainly not. And I've been doing it pretty much straight for about 3.5 years now with very few breaks. And so many of you have been thanking me and telling me how much I've changed your lives. But, you know, I think I just needed to take a little break. I never want to feel like I've got to put an episode out or else the podcast police are going to come get me and take me away and incarcerate me. I never want to feel that way. So I decided to take some time off from the studio, from podcasting. And what have I been doing? Well, if you're following me anywhere else, you know that I recently purchased a used RV van. It's about a 20-foot van that's totally equipped with a kitchen, a toilet, a microwave, a stove, a fridge, a sofa that folds down into a, that converts into a bed. This thing is flipping awesome. And I've been spending some time researching and acquiring this and getting my buddy Steve... Yeah, he listens to this show, so he's listening to this right now, I'm quite sure, to volunteer his time to drive it from California to Maryland. And then when I got it, there was just some things I had to learn all about it. I basically knew nothing about this thing, so I had to learn all about it. There were a few things that needed to be tweaked and fixed and touched up. And so it's been taking a lot of my time. And the other thing I've been doing is just concentrating on putting up videos on my Facebook profile page. And it's not just random videos. And if you noticed, I'm not really posting a lot on Facebook anymore like I used to. I mean, I used to have at least a daily post, if not two. But I've not been doing that. I've been putting up sometimes live stream videos. And that's how I'm kind of communicating with a lot of you these days. And as a matter of fact, this week, as I speak, it might be over by the time you get this. I'm not sure when you're going to be listening to this. But I've been broadcasting a live, what we're calling a live camper weight loss challenge. Yeah, I'm coming on at least every day, at least once a day, sometimes twice. And I'm challenging you to work with me to lose some weight, to lose some belly fat. Yeah, most of us have some. People have been looking at me and saying, but Dave, you don't need to lose any weight. What's going on? And I say, well, yeah, maybe that might be true if you get a quick look at me, but I'm actually about 7 or 8 pounds above my absolutely ideal weight. My absolute ideal weight is 187. I'm 6'2.5" tall. And when I weigh in at 187, or even maybe a pound or two below that, 185, 186, 187, I feel just great. It's like my ideal, and I want to get back down to that. Right now I'm in the low 190s, low to mid 190s. And although nobody would say, hey, you're fat, you just start to feel better when you're at your true ideal weight. How do you feel better? More confidence, healthier, Your clothes fit better. I think you sleep better. I really do. When you look in the mirror, you feel better about yourself. And when you have more confidence, your world just starts to change. So I'm doing this with you guys. And if you want to catch me on my Facebook page, it's David Matto. It's easy to find. On my Facebook profile, personal profile, I should say. I've not started an official page for this. We'll see how it unfolds. And I might one day. We'll just see. But I'm in the trenches with you every single day. I'm walking. We're trying to get at least 10,000 steps in every single day. I'm inspiring you with telling you exactly what I'm doing. I'm doing some push-ups, some pull-ups. Do it along with me. We're sharing what we're doing. And I'm changing you. I'm changing people one person at a time. Oh, I know I've already changed lives with this weight loss challenge. I'm positive of that because we focus on what we need to do and we get it done. I'm sharing my meals. I'm sharing what I'm eating. And what I've been doing lately is actually eating this goes against what I've taught you in the past. Actually, I'm kind of your guinea pig. I am always experimenting on my own body and trying to figure out what works best. And I've recently learned that a light breakfast, a very light breakfast, which consists of, for me, it's been consisting of a little bit of fruit, maybe a banana, a tiny more bit of fruit, berries, and a piece of gluten-free bread toasted, or a rice cake, you know, the typical rice cake you get in the stores, and some peanut butter on it, and some tea or water. That works really, really well. And I eat almost nothing, maybe a little bit of snacking on some nuts or seeds or something up until lunch. And then lunch is my heaviest meal of the day. And then I go to a little bit of snacking and a very light dinner. And it's been working like in an awesome way. I definitely have shed some pounds and getting down to my more ideal weight. And when you combine that, and of course I do eat vegan, totally plant-based, you know that. I eat totally plant-based. I try to absolutely limit the amount of processed food that I eat. I can't say I'm zero, but I limit it to almost zero and SOS minimized or SOS free. But again, nobody's perfect, so I'm going to say SOS minimized. SOS standing for salt, oil, and sugar. I consume as little of that as possible. You know, it's really interesting. People spend a fortune to put the best fuel in their expensive cars that they probably can't even afford. And then they put this, you know, 99.9 octane fuel into their car. And where do they go? They take it through the drive-through window at McDonald's to show off their vehicle. And through the drive-through window, they're, you know, who knows what they're getting? Chicken nuggets or super-sized Big Macs with, you know, soft drinks. It's, to me, it just does not make sense. So I'm challenging you this week. Catch me on Facebook. I'm challenging you. Let's eat clean. Let's eat healthy. Let's eat less than we're eating. Control our portions. Get out there. Get outside. I love doing it outside, especially when the weather's nice like it is now. Get outside. Let's walk together. You know, oh yeah, as you know, I'm a marathoner. I'm a half marathoner. I don't know if I'm going to do any more marathons. They're just too much. They're just too long for me these days. But I'm a half marathoner. I'm a runner. I climb mountains in Colorado, 14ers. I love summiting 14,000 foot mountains. I just love it. I ski double diamonds, but I will have to say the absolute best exercise out there, the exercise that most of us can do every single day is walking. And I believe in my magic four. I've been talking about the magic four for almost ever. And it just means covering 4 miles a day. 4 miles a day at one clip, at one time, and then accumulating what other kind of steps you can do during the day. And when you get to that point, when you're able to do that, I swear to you, your life changes in a way that you just, well, you'll believe it when you see it. I promise you, it really does work. So together, let's promise together, we're going to immerse ourselves in this challenge every single day. We're going to do something. And the way I've been trying to figure out how this works best is, what's your biggest weakness? I'll tell you what mine is, and I'm really trying to work on this. My biggest weakness is going out to a business lunch or a business dinner. When you just kind of get immersed in the business culture and start talking, I go out with my brother because we're in business together, and we just start talking and ordering things that maybe I eat more than I really need to eat. And that's what I'm going to be working on. That's the main thing, because if I can take care of that, my business lunches, mainly lunches. If I can take care of my business lunches, I've got this thing licked. So figure out what your toughest hurdle is, maybe it's not a business lunch. Maybe you go out to dinner with the family and everybody loves fast food or deli sandwiches or something like that, or you know, who knows what it might be. Figure out what your biggest weakness is and see what you can do to mitigate that, to stop it, or at least slow it down quite a bit. And when you're able to do that, I'm telling you something, you're going to see some changes. How often am I going to be podcasting? I'm not even sure. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you check back. If you're brand new to me, I really appreciate you being here. And sorry, I just haven't done as many as maybe people would have liked over the past couple months. But hey, I'm out there. I'm still out there. I'm never stopping. I'm teaching. I'm inspiring. I'm motivating. And guess what? I am Dr. Dave. I will talk to you soon. Love you.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.